For the last 9 months, Santiago Sanchez has been documenting his journey on foot to this year's World Cup. After hiking through 15 countries and sharing his adventures on social media, he sent his last audio message to his parents at the start of October as he headed for Iran.
Tomorrow I'm going to Tehran, to the capital. The TV is going to film a report on me. And from there, we're going to Bandar Abbas. Once there, close to the port, we'll catch a ship to Qatar. I'll make videos or whatever. That's the reality, OK?
Sanchez's parents say there's been no communication with him since then.
He's not politically involved. He does not belong to any political party. He's not been making propaganda, neither for nor against any situation. The only thing that moves him is supporting Real Madrid and walking to get to the World Cup in Qatar.
Sanchez had recently walked through the Kurdish region of Iraq. A local farmer there hosted the Spaniard before he continued his journey.
He said, I'm going to Iran, I'm going to Beshmak border gate. Where is the road to Beshmak? We said, this road takes you to Beshmak. And so he took his bike. We were busy working in the farm, planting apples and picking tomatoes. But at 8:30 in the morning, he headed for the road after he had had some bread and tea.
Back in his hometown, Sanchez's parents have been speaking out.
He said to me, Mum, I'm going to tell you something you can keep in your head forever. I'd rather die than live quietly. I was born to help others, to help nature. And if I die, don't cry. I would have died happy because I would have done what I wanted, Mum.
Spain's foreign ministry says their ambassador in Tehran is working to locate Sanchez. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.